the sacrifice of praise part two. Something that is a sacrifice is something that costs you something to give it. It will go against what you're probably experiencing. If you wait till you feel like it, you won't do it. All right, let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. Like I said, this is short, but it's powerful. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. All right? There's another, there's quite a few scriptures for this, so we'll just get these out of the way. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All right, I'm going to give you a prime example, a story that you know very well, Acts chapter 16. But we need to be reminded of it. The Lord's trying to get us to the point that we quit saying stuff like I said that day that I shouldn't have said, to just go into praise. Just go to praise. Instead of talking a bunch of smack, go to praise. Train yourself to just go to praise zone. Kind of like Maverick going to gun zone. Let's go to praise zone, right? All right, Acts 16. Came to pass. As we went to prayer, certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showing us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul was being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, drew them into the market. Place unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. When it laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. They got beat because they did something good. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. They didn't go to moan zone, did they? Injustice zone. First thing in the morning, I'm calling my attorney. We're going to sue. No. Backs beating and bleeding in the stocks, they were singing praises to God. specifically in judgment in ambush, to quiet, in quiet, to dwell, to remain, cause to settle, or to marry. That's a commitment, right? He's committed. It steals him strength here. Psalms 8, strength, which Jesus quoted it as praise. It is praise. It's force, security, majesty, praise. Still, to repose, to desist from exertion, cease, make to fail, to be lacking, to leave, put away or down, make to rest, rid, take away. In other words, it's out of here. Right? It's out of here. If we make the right choice. All right, James 4. Seven and eight. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Submit there means to subordinate or to obey. We're supposed to give thanks always in all things. Instead of having a fit, submit. God has a way, and when we do it his way, it works. God is not going to bless your way. There are two roads to hoe here, submit or a fit. We must watch ourselves bring our flesh under. This is a discipline. What does praise do? It agrees with God. God has done a complete work in his plan of salvation through praises we raise to his level. When we have a fit, we lower our status and the devil wins that one. One more scripture and we're done. Colossians. Three. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. But Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels and mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, longsuffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another